who have lost their honor. Still, a woman who just lost a rapper, she will undo it up to the time. I should be washing clothes in the public. Some of them will just tie their rapper on their chest. Some of these women, if they are seen by some men, they will not be moved because they've seen them so much, so much. It's just like somebody who narrated something that he said in Russia, they haven't one problem yet. That the men, they are not moved when they see their wives anymore. When they will see women, because in that society, women was exposed everything. The ties, everything, the breasts, everything will be exposed. So they think much of this, so they are not moved anymore. For them to be moved, they will have to watch this public talk, this pornographic whatever. Then when they are now moved, they will now watch, use that opportunity to have what sexual intercourse with their wife. Because what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has protected, has honored, people have thrown away the honor. So it will not be something that will be fascinating anymore. And that's why when you are in a bus with one of those ladies that dress anyhow, maybe they are trying to move near you and watch. You are moving away from close here to me. Well, you don't see it as anything. But somebody who still has this honor. You see somebody hugging your wife, a man hugging your wife, you'll be mad. But somebody who has lost his own respect, somebody is hugging his wife, kissing his wife, you'll be laughing. So, and that's why we have to honor the women, and women should also honor themselves. What Allah has protected is just like what an egg puts in wash in a glass. Allah puts you in a place of respect, so don't disrespect yourself. Now, some women at times will put on big jilbab, but what they put under it, they may be ladies at tight. But they put on what? They put on big jilbab. Now, if you look at them, physically, if their physical appearance within this condition that you have mentioned, we say, okay, still accepted. But the issue is that what it cannot quit it, because they will have to watch to do something, want to take something. Maybe they raise their watch, they back up a bit, you will see what leg that is what is right. Some watch be taking, maybe something of grease or something like that. Just lift their garments, just put it on nikah. So this is not okay at all. Make sure the first appearance is what is okay. Only the jilbab that you are going to use is not as long as what the first garment that you are putting on. But make sure the first garment itself is okay. If the jilbab is up to your knees, or you know your boot of a bit, or it covers every place, no harm. But for the garment that the woman is going to put on, for it to be leggings, or for it to be short knickers, or things like that, then you might use that jilbab to just cover everything up. That jilbab can be lifted anytime. And when it is lifted, so the woman aura will be exposed. So this is not okay. Let us avoid this. Allahu a'lam.
How do you have to get that
Now everything has been written, there is no doubt about that, but the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues. So you read the angels up to this moment, you give them order, you go and do so and so, do so and so, do so and so. So Allah is still talking. Huh? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is still talking. So he talks when he decides to talk. So it's not that point that ended in the past. Allah is still talking. So as we have it established in many ahadith. So we are still going to list some ahadith as well that are evidences to this. The fact that the angels and the prophets are no more in existence, that's what the speech of Allah has ended. There are still angels that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are talking to give them order to do so and so. Allah. Well, we have the statement of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that says that دَخَلَ حُكْمُ الْمَسْجِدِ فَلَا يَجِدِ حَتَّى يُصَلِّيَ رَكَعَتَيْنِ. If any one of you enters the masjid, he shouldn't sleep until he prays two rakah. So even when the khutbah is on, he said what? We should keep praying two rakah. He said, but فَلْيَتَجَوَّزْ بِهِمَا. He should make them snap. So that shows that what? When you enter the masjid, you still pray what? Two rakah. Correct. Whether the hajj is transferred to the masjid or not. Now, if it is in the open place, the majority of the scholars are of the view that what there is no nafila before that. Sheikh Ibn Usaymin, Rahimahullah Ta'ala, has the opinion that even in the eighth rank, there is what? There is nafila. Because it said to be musalla. It said, Amma al-Hiyyabu, fayatazimna al-musalla, fayashhadna da'wat al-Muslimin. After the Hiyyabu, they will witness the da'wah, the du'a of the Muslims. وَيَعْتَزِلْنَا الْمُصَلَّةِ and you will be away from the Muslim. So the Shaykh Rahmanullah said what? Musalla is the place of what? So why are they leaving the place? If not at all, not to stay based on the belief that what? Or the view that a woman that is in the city should not enter the masjid. So what I'm trying to say is that women the eighth grand that the scholars don't begin on that. One should still observe nafila when one gets here. No talk of what the masjid is. The age is taken to the SPR is taken to the masjid. So this should be allowed to go like that. Allah.
Every masjid is in the
sunnah. Now is correct.
So you feel that they
no, I'm not saying that in my own opinion. But I'm saying some scholars still have that opinion. So no talk of what masjid that is there that is playing. Now Well, it doesn't have any evidence. It doesn't have any evidence that we should not pass on Saudi and Wednesday. Yes, you can find it in a book called Fall of Shaykh. Yes, it is in a book called Fall of Shaykh. But the Shaykh who wrote it, one of his students, one day challenged him tactically. He went to him and said, Anokunla wo kanikira kan open ko da ki e eyan o we ninu dojo ta bi da ti ojo alawa sanje ze du ja mo mi lo emi mo ko ba ta mo anta je o la ko so di book all the shape was put together by Sheikh Adam of Law Law Arabic. That has been long. So the Sheikh himself dissociated himself from that book. So this story was told by the person who was from Spanish. I mean the student who did not want to take off the Sheikh directly, but he knew that what my Sheikh wrote is false. It's an error. But he wanted to put it that way. So and he put the Sheikh on that food rock, he was grabbing. So and he said, no, I was the one that wrote it. We wrote it when we were looking for one to eat. So that person narrated the story. So the person who narrated the story was also a thick person, a serious thick person, very thick, a serious thing. The one who narrated the story, I mean that person who challenged the Sheikh, because the man was the died the old Sufi and to say a lot of rubbish that for him to be abstaining from working on Wednesday and Saturday would even be better than what he died upon. So this same person was now against somebody who wrote a book called Al-Zaydiyya, the Unseen. So this person said a lot of nonsense in that book. He was the one that said when Allah said wherever Allah mentioned dust in the Quran, it means oxygen. Mm-hmm. And wherever Allah mentions rock in the Quran, it means what? Hydrogen. So he wrote it and called it as the yard. So when I saw him in 2001 in Moscow, I challenged him that you say hydrogen is rock is hydrogen. But hydrogen, this can be handled by the scientists. So if somebody hydrogen is over, it's finished, they can bring another hydrogen and the person will start to live again. He said that the jihad will not work anymore. Means the respiratory system will not function anymore. And after who is the first person to interpret hydrogen? To interpret water as hydrogen and not to have oxygen. I said because Allah has told the Messenger of Allah to tell this Aluna can roshi. When he wrote in Ami Rabbi Mawajit in the Indica, for example, the statement that came out of his mouth is that George, that's how you, Batman, see the car, Mumman, that is in the messenger and watch, is the companions, they do not know this. That doesn't mean who will not know it. I just know I was a store chamber. That told his students, oh my god, you will be a later one, Kadim will never be. Hello, Kadim. So this man, this is what I'm going, this man that said he makes his, the anti Sheikh, now told this man, this other one, that this book that you have written is nonsense. Oh, that's a bad one here. He said it publicly, he said it publicly in a public gathering. He said, it is from there he brought that story of Sheikh Adam, of Mawlau Adam. The Sheikh was regretting the book he wrote called a Sheikh. So he was regretting that book. So you are also going to regret this one. But the same person that was saying someone is going to regret, he also was a very staunch, stupid man. There is somebody that can be difficult for somebody who is not very strong in knowledge to confront, because he memorizes the Quran very well and memorizes the Hadith very well. To the extent that at times when he's quoting the quoting panel of the Hadith. Yeah? The quoting panel of Hadith. So he will say some good things at times, he will say what some evil things at times. One came to him, he was invited to God for life. So when he entered, everybody does the bottom, you know that. You know, you know what he told them? What he told them? He told them, he said, قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من أحب يتنصر الله من قياما فليتبوأ مقعده من النار. So whoever who wants to, that wants the people to rise for him, and you should be looking for his apple in third part. Who would watch the Mujir anybody? He does also have done. So he will do some good things at times, and at times he will say the around 1983, this same person I'm talking about, God himself, he said he was in the Mahdi. And the Mahdi. So, what I'm trying to say in essence is that there's a lot of things that can come from things like this, but there is no evidence that says one should not bow from Saudi or from the West of Allah. What does it mean? You understand it?
No, I don't understand it.
That's what I'm saying. What does it mean? As to part of Sadiya, we have taken some of them. Kul wallahu ahad, Allahu samad, lam yalid. This sifat Sadiya is an attribute, but what is the negative? Lam yalid, Allah did not touch again. Walam yulad, nor was he. Because so sifat is an attribute of Allah, but it comes in what? It is negative. So the way of Ahl Sunnah Jama'ah is that what? They establish what Allah established, and think that Allah brings in the negative, that the attributes that he brings in the negative, they also think them like that. But they do not go to continue with no words, go ahead words to negate. Take for instance now, someone to say what? Allah is not what? It's not tall, it's not short. Allah is not, it's not in front, it's not at back, it's not this, it's not. So when you continue to say that, you fall into what? Fall into Ubun, blaspheming Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So areas where Allah subhanahu use negative attributes, so we establish them like that. But not at what? Because you have what established, you have known the positive ones, you now be bringing negative out of them. Don't do that. Ubun, a normal person will not accept that. You want to praise the king for his kind now. Now say our king is not a mosquito, it's not a fly, it's not a daughter, it's not this, it's not that. No, the king was, we would want to be imprisoned. But is he a daughter, is he a fly? So that's why one should not go ahead to want to establish the negative. The word that Allah has established, we establish. لَا تَعْفُرُوا سِنَةٌ وَلَا نَوْمٍ You establish like that. So we think that Allah has
last question.
Going on. Well, it has to do with what the agreement between the employer and the employee. So the government and the employee, then the employer generally and the employee, so the agreement. If it is stated that whenever you do something that I do not like, I can go on strike, if both of them agree on that, then this will not be seriously kicked again. But if that is not in the agreement, that one is just trying to do it, then in that case, it was cheating. Particularly when that person wants to get the salary for those days that they have gone on strike. So this is what cheating the employer. This will be cheating the employer. Then if it is government, then we have to look at it again. The strike is going to affect the masses, generally those who are not also working with the government. If it's going to affect them, then this is not allowed. If it's going to affect them, is not allowed. So how this is played. So these are the ways we can look at it. So we have to look at if the strike is going to affect the people who are not even working, as we have in the strike in Nigeria here, where some people are striking. The first other people, the Alata, you need to go to market. What kind of nonsense is that? You will go back to your place of work to collect the salary for the days that you've not worked. And somebody is prevented from going to work where he or she can work, fend for himself. This is injustice. Same decide to be supported at all. The days that you have been paid for, that you not go to work, we should all watch, share that money. Because we are also joining you in watch, not working on that day. Who is injustice on the part of what? On the part of the government? Because this is what spending the public wage for what? On the this is not okay. Who is the government appreciate? The government is here to represent the people, not to watch, not to do things that will affect the people. So if you look at it from the government angle, you say strike is not something that is allowed. If you know that you can't work with the government, maybe the government is not, you can resign and look for other places that you can work. But you don't want to leave that place at the same time, you want people to join you in that work, in that strike. I don't know where that is done. Somebody employed me and said, must increase my salary. He said, it's not going to increase my salary. What is the next thing? I need the job. But they will not want to leave the job because they are what? They believe we are what? We are also entitled to that. Are we not citizens? Why must I leave that? No, the government has to do what I want them to do or what we want them to do. But they forgotten that what? You are not the only people entitled to the public force. There are people who are not employed that are also entitled to the force. So if you are not ready to leave, there are people who are also in need of what you are doing. How to play? So this is just cheating one another. But if it is what somebody is working for Dangote now and says he wants to, Dangote is maybe should increase his salary. And the man says, no, I'm not going to increase your salary. You know what the person will do? He will look for another job. But you know, you won't say what? No, you must do this. Probably is what? It's a private business. But the public business will do it and will just hold the government to ransom. The government must do what you want. And when we look at the population of those who are working for the government, maybe they are just 10% of what of the population. For them to get this thing achieved, they want to watch to affect the free flow of the economy, paralyze everything. So this is injustice. When people went on strike without subsidy, the game remained